بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب فضل الاختلاط بالناس وحضور جمعهم وجماعاتهم ومشاهد الخير ومجالس الذكر معهم وعيادة مريضهم وحضور جنائزهم. الحمد لله. This is the 70th chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, in the previous chapter he explained, in times of severe trials and tribulations, when a person is unable to practice his deen and there are so much of fitna and corruption amongst the people in society, so he breaks away, he remains aloof, he goes to the mountain tops, yafirru bidinihi, he protects his deen and runs away, he flees with his deen so that he could practice on the mountain tops, in which, wherein he will perform his salat and other ibadat, and he'll move away from society to protect himself from the evils of society that will be prevalent at the time, so that his deen does not suffer. Now in this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought the chapter on the virtue of mixing with people, interacting with people, and attending Jumu'ah, and of course the other 5 times daily salat, the congregational prayers, wa mashahidil khair, and gatherings of good, وَمَجَالِسِ ذِكْرِ مَعَهُمْ, and the gatherings of dhikr, وَعِيَادَةِ مَرِيضِهِمْ, visiting those who are sick, وَحُضُورِ جَنَائِزِهِمْ, attending the funerals, مُوَاسَاتِ مُحْتَاجِهِمْ, consoling those who are in need, وَإِرْشَادِ جَاهِلِهِمْ, and guiding those who are ignorant. One is a person does not know his way, so you show him the way, or a person does not know something in deen and you're guiding him, وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مَصَالِحِهِمْ, and many other things which are all in the best interests of those لِمَنْ قَدَرَ عَلَى الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, for that person who is able to command good and forbid evil, وَقَمَعَ نَفْسَهُ عَنِ الْإِذَاءِ وَصَبَرَ عَلَى الْأَذَىٰ, and he prevents himself from causing taklif and harm to others, and he is patient on the difficulties that come upon him. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter. There is no hadith or Quranic verses that he brings this particular chapter, because all these things are discussed in the entire kitab. But he deliberately brought this chapter that till that day does not come where a person has to flee with his deen. To protect his deen, he goes to the mountaintops. Till then, a person could interact in society and do all these good things that have been mentioned, as long as he is able to make amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, and he exercises patience when people are troublesome and people are going to cause difficulty upon him. He is steadfast, he makes sabr, he perseveres, and he does not cause anybody else injury. So it is very important. Otherwise a person breaks himself aloof and he doesn't interact with people, then he'll be deprived of so many of these good things that a person can do. So that we explained in the previous chapter was, when a person is unable completely now to practice his deed because of the different fitna that take place in the world, and now he has to move away to the mountaintops. But before all that, a person is able to interact with people, go for Jumu'ah, congregational prayers, majlis of dhikr, and all the other good deeds that he is able to do, as long as he is able to command good and forbid evil, he doesn't cause any harm to any person, and if somebody causes him some type of harm, he is patient. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah then says, اعلم أن الاختلاط بالناس على الوجه الذي ذكرته هو المختار الذي كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسائر الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم. He said, interacting with people in this manner, in this way which I have mentioned, is the mukhtar, the preferred way, which was practiced by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the messengers. We find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with people. He attended the janazah, he visited the sick, he consoled the poor person, he guided the person who was ignorant. He did all these things. And when it came to times where he had to command somebody with good, he did it. When he came to forbid somebody from evil, he did that. And people harmed him, he made sabr. And he made sure he did not cause any type of difficulty to any person. Like this, all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam did in the same way. وَكَذَلِكَ الْخُلَفَاءُ الرَّاشِدُونَ وَمَنْ بَعَدَهُمْ مِنَ الصَّحَابَ وَالتَّابِعِينَ. Imam Nawawi رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ says, even the rightly guided khulafa, as Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه, Umar Farooq رضي الله عنه, Uthman Ghani رضي الله عنه, Ali radiallahu anhu, all these khulafa, they and even the sahaba and the tabi'in who followed them, they all, this was their way of life. So he says, وأخيارهم, and even the ومن بعدهم من علماء المسلمين وأخيارهم, and this was also the practice of the ulama of the Muslims and the good people. ومذهب أكثر التابعين ومن بعدهم, and this was also the way of most of the تابعين and those who followed them. وبه قال الشافعي وأحمد وأكثر الفقهاء رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, and he says this is Imam Ahmad رحمه الله, Imam Shafi رحمه الله, of course other fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa رحمه الله, Imam Malik رحمه الله, all of them had this way that they would join the people, interact with people, as long as they were able to make amr bil ma'roof and nahi an munkar. Qala Allah ta'ala wa ta'awanu al birri wa taqwa. This is one verse he mentions. Allah ta'ala says that assist each other in good deeds and piety. So we are able now to interact with people and we assist one another in good deeds. We make amr bil ma'roof, nahi an munkar. We are able to give dawah to the people, invite towards good deeds, invite towards iman, invite towards deen. And this happens when we mix with people. But the important condition is we do not become negatively influenced by them and start doing wrong things and getting misled. Or if somebody harms us, we must be able to make the sabr and endure and be patient, and we should not harm any person. Otherwise, when there is times of trials and tribulation, then a person has to isolate himself and protect the people from his harm and also be protected from the harms of society. May Allah give us understanding and tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.